This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, so the best laid plans, you've heard that. The best laid plans I had this afternoon, going into night, you know, my daughter has singing class or whatever. My wife takes her out there, so planned ahead. My son has track practice. And tonight is the big fundraiser for the school and some of the programs at my son's school. They do Chipotle night. You go there, and Chipotle gives you half the proceeds to the school. Okay? So it's all set up. I'm going to get out there, get everything. Even though everybody's spread out, I'll bring it home, put it in the oven, keep it a little warm. I do my thing, and of course, I go out. Try to crank the car. Dead battery. Dead battery. Aww. Yeah. No. I was like, okay. I'm calling my son. Son, I know you're at track practice, but can you pull this off for me? No, Dad. I'm in track practice, and I got to cover the basketball game. Hey, why don't you get on the scooter? Come to me. I'll give you the car I got. You go out and get it. Bring it back to me. I need the burrito, by the way, that you get me. Then you can go back on the scooter and get home in time for your show. Maybe you can even eat.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm calling Super Don Frantic. What are we doing on the show tonight again? Even though we had already gone over it. My head is swimming with, oh, my gosh, I thought I had it all set up. And then life goes, eh, no. Left turn. And it's, you know, it's I think it's in the low 70s right now. And overcast, a little bit of a chilly rain. Again, you're laughing at me if you're up north right now. But I'm in my T-shirt. I'm wearing my Outlaw Vaccines T-shirt on the scooter. And I'm getting a little cold. Because it's like wind chill down in the maybe the 60s. I don't know how you guys and gals up north do it. So,
you know,
anyway,
how cold it was here this morning when I got up?
Was it below freezing?
No, it wasn't below freezing, but it was 15 degrees when I got up this morning.
Well, how is 15 degrees
15.
Not below freezing?
Oh, I guess that is below. It's not below zero. You said below freezing. Yes,
freezing,
it was below
freezing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I was like, where did Super Don go in all of my franticness? Anyway, I made it back. I think I ate. Hopefully I don't belch too loudly on the air tonight. I tried to chew my food and everything. And you know how I do Chipotle? I do like the rice and the beans and the sofritas. I like that, the organic stuff they got there. And then I come home and I add my own organic cheese, my organic sour cream. They do put organic cilantro on it, which is awesome. And then I add my organic hot sauce. I got my organic avocado. So it's like, yeah, you know, I'm bending a little bit, but not too much. Just so you know how I do it. You're like, well, what's the point of that? Well, because I don't have anybody home cooking right now rice and beans for me to do the whole thing. So there you go. Prepping for the show today. That's a little bit more information that you probably cared to have. Now let's worry about the norovirus in South Korea. Heading into the Olympics, didn't we cover this briefly a week or so or even more a couple of weeks ago? I have a vague memory that we actually brought this up because John Rappaport did an excellent article on what it is and what it isn't.
I don't know that we covered it. I know John did the article on it, but I'm not sure that we covered the story directly on the air.
All right. Well, I'm going to cover it now a little bit more in depth, perhaps.
All right.
Okay, so this is on a Fox News station carrying this. What is the norovirus? 2018 Olympics plagued by vomit-inducing bug. That's just what I want to talk about after stuffing my belly full right before I go on the air.
Yummy! Yes, right?
And you know, this idea that they've actually isolated one virus and it's the cause of every case of vomiting in an area like, again, the Winter Olympics in South Korea, nobody even thinks to question it. Because if the mainstream media reports it, it's got to be real. We still got a bunch of people that believe when the medical reports are out, well, that's real stuff, right? Now, we do have a segment of the population that rejects everything outright, and those are the flat earthers, right? Because they have found there are lies in the mainstream media and mainstream medicine and mainstream, you name it, right, government, that they say, well, it's all fake, and then they go to that extent. I don't do that. Even though Super Don has had to call me out a little bit when I get so upset with the mainstream media where I say, you can't believe anything they say. And he goes, come on, really? Come on, what about this? I'm like, oh, all right, I was exaggerating a little bit. But the point is on the exaggerations they make about pronouncements about cause of disease. They don't know the cause of disease. Yesterday we talked about idiopathic manifestations of what? I didn't remember what it was, but it was basically when they say it's idiopathic, they don't know what causes it. Oh, yes, scleroderma, I think. No, scleritis of the eye. They're like, we don't know why you have it. And then they name a bunch of other diseases that are inflammatory conditions that they don't know the cause of that either. So all of the brilliance in modern medicine is like, well, we got fancy names for stuff, but we don't know what causes it. Here, just take this drug. This is the same pronouncement happening in the Olympics about the norovirus sickening a bunch of the workers there. So far, they say none of the Olympic athletes have been have succumbed to it, if that is even it. But my argument, as is John Rappaport's argument, is, hey, what about the water quality? What's in the water? When you say water is contaminated, it's not typically contaminated with one thing. If you've got leaks and pipes and sewage and this and something getting in, it's a whole host of things. And any one of those things could be that thing that causes your body to react in violence to throw it right back out. So to blame the norovirus, again, it's the bad, I guess, bad PR agencies by the norovirus. They didn't hire anybody to say, it's not us. We didn't do it. But it's always easy to say the virologists are the secret society folks that come out and they go, yes, this is the cause. All we got to do is what? Well, maybe we could fund a vaccine. Because you know all of those people on cruise ships getting sick, it's always the norovirus too. It's not a general contamination of the water supply. Purification, non-purification, cross-contamination, which, again, could mean manifestations of any virus, bacteria, etc. And typically it's bacterial, not viral. And the thing that would prevent the virus from even causing a problem in you would be adequate levels of selenium in your system. Yet how many people know that and take adequate selenium of the right kind into their system so that they can withstand a viral assault, which is usually happening from within? For instance, even when you get a bacterial infection, you're going to mobilize the immune defenses violently, and then you're going to see viral debris spewing from the cells as well. Again, the fire is there. The fire engines are there. As Dr. Batar says, everybody says, well, that must mean fire engines cause the fire. So I'm disputing viral causation of illness, that's a secondary or tertiary scenario manifesting from some other dysfunction, but the dysfunction would arise from an overwhelming assault of something that the body is not supposed to be receiving in. If it's just a virus, I don't believe it's just going to, oh, we're going to take over. We're a virus. We're going to take over the world. Call me the pinky in the brain norovirus. We're here to take over your body. You have such resilience and such redundancy in how to protect against that there's got to be other mitigating factors or circumstances, like filth in the water. And the point is, what's in the water? They don't ever reveal it. And of course, in order to combat that, they also say the only thing we can use is chlorine. And maybe we can throw a little fluoride in there for your teeth, despite the lies about fluoride. But the chlorine, of course, will also decimate your microflora. And guess what? Your microflora, your microbiome, is the key to your immune response. And if every drink you have contains bacterial killers, bactericides like chlorine, you're never going to have that healthy microbiome, which is why if you're not filtering your water, you're asking for trouble. Because the things they use to purify it, outside of silver, if they use silver, we wouldn't have this dysbiotic response that we have with the chlorines and the antibiotics and all of those things, giving rise, again, to weaknesses, deficiencies in immune response. Even though you say, man, how is it a deficiency when I throw up? Well, actually, it's not. It's a violent response to something that shouldn't be in there. But that, combined with, let's say, deficiencies heading in, can leave you more vulnerable, weaker, sicker, for instance. So the point about the norovirus that you hear about all of the time is it would be almost inconsequential and irrelevant to you had you planned ahead by taking adequate quantities of selenium defensively in a whole food form. Had you traveled with silver hydrosol and taken that swig of hydrosol at that point and put out that microbial fire after one vomit, you're done. Boom, it's over. Instead of having it linger and linger and linger. So anyway, this is kind of problem. I don't even know if I've referenced the article at all, Super Don, to your satisfaction, but I had a crazy day getting into the show. And
all
this
I know
just what
is
I'm
you don't
saying.
Like the norovirus. You're just
I don't like
the
claim.
Norovirus.
No.
The norovirus
I'm coming to the
up.
Defense of the norovirus
you are,
here.
You're being... I guess you can't be racist to a virus because it's not a race. What would it
I'm
be?
I'm a virus.
Species?
Yeah, virus.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I'm coming to the defense of the the norovirus is getting bad press is my point.
Oh, and I see. Okay.
Right. I want the toxicologist to come out and tell me what's really in the water. What is really in the water? Don't tell me norovirus. Tell me everything else that's in the water and let me assess this and go, okay, that makes more sense.
Well, I guess the bottom line is there's a bunch of people in South Korea that got sick and they have diarrhea and they're throwing up.
Mm-hmm. So,
poor,
selenium,
poor people, yes.
Silver, probiotics, homeopathics, you're going to get through it. And make sure that you're purifying your water. And if you're not, you know what? You can take like portable, even gravity-fed purifying elements that you can take the tap water there and run it through that or add some silver to it to neutralize anything and everything that could be harmful to you. So there are things that you can do outside of the chemical treatment of water, which seemed to be somewhat inadequate with whatever reason, whatever happened there as they were prepping for the Olympic Games in South Korea. By the way, I saw a hockey game this morning. The U.S.
Oh, you know, I have not seen. You know, I'm not as big a fan of the Winter Olympics as I am the Summer Olympics. But, you know, I watched the opening ceremony. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I've got two channels that I flip, back and forth. It's they're NBC and then NBC Sports.
Okay.
And it's, doggone it, why is it every time I go to watch something on the Olympics, it's curling? That's the most unexciting sport of the Olympics, and it's always curling.
Right. But those people that curl are the best sweepers. Like, if they ever come home from the Olympics, have them sweep up your driveway better than anybody. But by the way, it was the Olympic athletes from Russia. They can't have the Russian flag against the U.S. women's hockey team. Women's hockey team looked pretty.
A little bit of
studly.
Miracle time.
Miracle
Part
on
two,
ice?
Huh?
For the women. Yeah. Very good. Well, okay. Right. Call's coming up next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here live on GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication. Super, did you add that hemp event from yesterday into the notes today? Okay, so
you did. Yep.
April, I believe it's 6th and 7th.
I'm on the notes right now. I'm scrolling down. It is the NOCO Hemp Expo, April 6th and 7th.
So
Colorado.
I'm going to miss you because the last time we were in Colorado, we were there together for the...
That's right.
Was it called?
The Cannabis Cup. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just amazing. That was a crazy event. So we're going to go back for the hemp seminars and stuff, and I'll be doing some CBD. Hopefully it's not going to be in an enclosed environment where everybody's going to light up at 420 and I got a contact high. I'd like to, you know.
Well, you're going to miss 420 by about a week and a half there.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so it'll all be over by then. That's good. Well, listen, we got a call, a phone. We really don't put the phone number out. It's 866-939-BELL. If you ever do want to call, 866-939-2355. And occasionally, people do find it, dial it, and guess what happens? Hello!
Hello, sir. I have a question for you. First of all, I love homeopathy, so I enjoy listening to any homeopath speak. And I wanted to just mention that over the past 2 years or so, I have listened to documentary series on the truth about cancer, on the sacred plant, which is cannabis, on thyroid health, on gut health, and on a whole bunch. And you've been part of some of them. But I have not come across a webinar or documentary series, I should say, about homeopathy. So I am just putting this bug in your ear to tell you that people would love to hear a documentary on homeopathy. You know what I mean? The series, like, have been, I'm sure you've seen them. So thank you for your time, and maybe you'll give that some consideration. My name is Irene, and I'm calling from Canada. Thank you. Bye.
Irene, well, that's an interesting call. By the way, a homeopathic bug. Which homeopathic bug did she put in my ear?
In your ear.
Because there are homeopathic bugs that are great remedies. Let's see if you can remember one of them. Do you remember any of the homeopathic bugs that we use here on the show?
Bugs?
Yeah.
Well, no. You know what I think of is
you
remember, what was it, a year or two ago, people that made a big deal out of homeopathic owl.
Owl, yes.
But and I was like, no.
No, she did not say, I'm putting a homeopathic owl in your ear. She said a homeopathic bug in your ear. And I'm thinking, Superdon, after all these years together, if you fail this pop quiz, you're going to be so embarrassed.
Oh, stop. I'm going to fail because I don't.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm sitting here thinking.
This is an easy one. Come on. Think. All right. Think. What's another word for a bug? Annoying, pesky.
Insect.
Okay, keep going. Another insect. Let's use another word for it. It's a. It's a bug, insect.
Homeopathic pest.
I'm doing charades here on the radio.
Is this a game show?
Yes. No, pick it. All right. What is it? Sometimes they're called a fly, right? A fly?
Oh, the Spanish fly?
Yeah. See, I knew. I gave you a clue, but you got it.
What's the homeopathic name for that? I can't remember.
Cantharis.
Okay.
By the way, if you're having a burning, itching, stinging pain when you're urinating, cantharis. Think the Spanish fly. But, yeah, she put some cantharis in my ear, I think. Either that or could be apis, which is the venom from the honeybee. But that would, I think it's cantharis. So it's an irritant. Now, it's true. There haven't been, that I've seen, these online series on homeopathy. Although I think Ananda Moore, a friend of ours from Canada, of all places, she's doing a film. I forget what it's called. I apologize. But a documentary film on homeopathy, and there are others putting it out, like on homeoprophylaxis, Silowatkot's coming out, but I don't know that anybody's done an online summit. So I am not opposed to doing it. I try to pepper a little homeopathy in all of my discussions, like when I do these summits and things. But the thing is, Irene, you're so sweet. I can tell. You're Canadian. And you had said you're willing to listen to any homeopath. And, like, you're very kind. I'm not willing to listen to any homeopath.
Well,
I'm telling you what.
Now, are you impressed by that statement, or are you kind of hurt by that statement?
No. I'm not.
She'll listen to any homeopath.
Yeah. No. The thing is, if you've listened to a number of homeopaths, you're like, no, I'm not going to listen to that homeopath. I will go straight.
You only
to
want her to listen to you, not any homeopath.
No, that wasn't why I brought that up. I was just saying there are certain homeopaths you're just going to snooze immediately. And that's so I don't want to put people to sleep. But anyway, yes, it's a two-man operation, basically, me and Super D. So we need help. Somebody wants to help us put on a homeopathic summit, talk to me. Reach out to me. We'll do it. I got lots. I got enough for 10 episodes. But I don't want to bore you either. That's why we pepper in with this other stuff. All right, more questions of the day coming up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, when is Valentine's Day? When is it Valentine's
tomorrow?
Day? Tomorrow.
Yes.
Whoa, for those of you listening live, you get with the program. I already bought 3 packages of Coco Mojo for my honey. She's happy. She's easy to please.
Oh, you decided not to buy her a vacuum cleaner this time?
Did I do that for Valentine's Day?
Or a bowling ball or something? Yeah.
The bowling ball, no, I really didn't. But, yeah, the vacuum cleaner was awesome. It was a really nice one. But anyway, I caught hell for that. Of course I did. I deserved it. But, yes, tomorrow we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, Valentine's Day edition. So see where we go. Oh, by the way, also on Valentine's Day, Karen Prasner, who we had on a couple of days ago, she's doing the Amazing Healing Power of Food Summit. Speaking of summits, take control of your health and feel better naturally, free interview series. She'll be airing our interview, and my interview is on heart health for Valentine's Day. And I went to places that I haven't gone yet on the air here. So please do take advantage of that. Go to the show notes, scroll down, click on the link, sign up. It's free. And there'll be a replay weekend where you'll be able to hear any of the interviews that she did, including with Dr. Tony Jimenez, who's awesome. And the Doc of Detox, who you know, Daryl Wolf, is awesome. So we got a lot going on there beyond just the 2 hours a day, 6 days a week that we are live on the air. And occasionally talk to folks off the air. Sometimes I can share their stories as long as it's anonymous. But fascinating things people are suffering through. But we're all learning if we are so inclined to learn and move on and get beyond this stuff. Otherwise, we'll keep banging the head against the wall, thinking this time the bricks are going to break, not my head. In the meantime, we will we'll see if we can help you out with some other issues, whatever they may be. Please just let us know.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got our official questions of the day rolling now. This is coming in, I believe, from the website from Janice. She says, "Hi, Robert. I love your show and have listened to it for years now, and I'm so glad that Ben is finally leaving." Wait, no, she didn't say that part. Ben was paying attention.
Ben is paying attention.
No, she didn't say that, Ben. I'm a little jealous because everybody's showing Ben the love because he's going, I'm walking out of here for 3 months going on sabbatical. He's our star board op at GCN, and we appreciate him, just so he knows. I'm going to call Whitney and see if I can get something arranged here. But for now, Ben, that was not directed at you. I completely made that up. This is a question of the day from Janice.
You're a funny guy.
I love your show and have listened to it for years. And, Ben, you better stay. No, and have learned how to heal my body through quality supplements and alternative therapies such as the Silver Aloe Protocol. Mm-hmm. I have a question about my 11-year-old son, she says. For the past 3 years, he complains of stomach pains nearly every morning. He's always telling me his stomach hurts. I'm wondering if I should try the Silver Aloe Protocol to see if it can help him. If I can get him to drink it, she says. If I can, how much should I give him to drink? Half of an adult dose is what I was thinking. Well, he's 11. It depends on the size at 11. How many pounds are you? Over 100 pounds? You can pretty much do a tablespoon of the silver and a tablespoon or more of the aloe vera juice. If you're a larger adult, move it on up toward 2 tablespoon levels. But, yeah, you could do that. Can you suggest anything else we should do? I know that if we take him to an allopathic doctor, they will just prescribe some sort of acid reflux drugs or similar medicines. I appreciate any input you may have. Thanks, Janice. Well, Janice, I really, you brought up horrible memories. By the way, thanks a lot. For my young life. Yeah, no, it's not funny.
PTSD flashbacks.
It's like PTSD flashbacks of my pains because I thought I had put them behind me. You know, I kind of talk about my history and my past and how much I appreciate learning from it, right, the suffering. I even mentioned that after the show on YouTube last night, how grateful I am for the suffering. But if I really go back into it, I'm like, oh, no, it was not good. I didn't like it at all. You know, it's only in retrospect when you're out and you go, well, yeah, it did. It did teach me a lot. I learned a lot from it. And that's why I don't want to go back. I feel for your son. It's just not like Bill Clinton, I feel your pain. This is really, I've been there. So when you're telling me about your 11-year-old, I'm like going, man, my memories of that were coming back. It's been a long time. Where every morning, the pain, I mean, knife pain in your belly. What's going on? Of course, I was the allergy kid because they destroyed my gut. What? They destroyed my gut? Yes, they did that with antibiotics. Over and over and over again. Now, you didn't mention enough about what preceded this. What's going on with your 11-year-old? For me, chronic constipation. Very, very difficult time moving things through and then out of my body. Part of it was a chronic low-level dehydration. Didn't drink enough water, but who did? We were on Coca-Cola, pop, whatever you call it, soda. So we were drinking. I was drinking dehydrated caffeinated beverages as a kid. That was normal. You didn't drink water. That was gross, right? So that's one of the issues. And if you haven't already brought into your home the Echo Water, you'll be able to get your kid to drink Echo Water. They love it. It just changes the water. And that will help a lot because, again, a lot of the motility issues, a lot of the gut issues, the microbiome isn't there. It's not producing the hydrogen that it normally will. Now, of course, most 11-year-olds are probably not eating a lot of organic raw vegetation, which, you know, minimizes then the possibility that the microbiome can even produce it, if it's there, the hydrogen necessary to do a lot of wonderful things in the body. So that alone could be great. But we don't know. I don't know what's going on. What medicines has he been on, Janice? Yes, Janice. So please let me know some more information. Now, would I, knowing what I know today, put my 11-year-old self on the silver and aloe protocol? Absolutely I would. I would have saved a lot of years of suffering had I known what to do to really restore integrity to the destroyed villi in my gut, to the leaky gut that I was suffering from. I had horrible, horrible indigestion, gas, bloating, burping. Ugh, sorry. It's just like not a happy man. You should see, if you're watching on YouTube, you see my face. You can see the pain in it as I remember it. And, of course, the drugs I was on. Now, for him, if he understands the simplicity with this, you get the silver, you get the aloe, and if you have to hold his nose, tell him to hold his nose when he drinks it because some kids are picky. You won't taste it. Hold your nose, you won't taste it. And then just get it down three times a day. A couple of weeks for an 11-year-old can be a lifetime of difference. When you're older like I was when I started, it might be 4, 6, or 8 weeks. But kids can really reverse this. Now, the CanGest may be more difficult to integrate an 11-year-old's diet and lifestyle. So if we can do the Silver Aloe Protocol, maybe we don't have to use the Alta Health Products CanGest. But if we do, it's awesome. It's just that a lot of people don't like the flavor. Maybe you add a little stevia to it, sweeten it up. I don't know. But the Silver Aloe can do that. Then the probiotic follow-up. If you need the homeopathics, we've talked about it before. It's in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. So go there, look at all of those things, see what you can do, and I wouldn't mind talking to your 11-year-old about it, if he's cool with it. I don't know if he listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Janice, but if not, if he does, hey, tell me his name. I want to give him a shout-out and say, you know, I'm thinking about him because I've suffered through what he's going through. And I don't want him suffering through the age of 19, 18, or 24 when I finally figured it out and started making the changes I did by eating cleaner food, by hydrating, by taking the right kind of supplements. So there you go. I hope that's helpful to you. Now, we have a secondary question coming in. This is from Dina. She says, I have a fasting blood glucose of 263, which, as far as my reading of blood glucose, that's pretty darn high. That shows, I think they diagnose diabetes at far lower numbers. But what dosage of chromium, she asked, do you recommend? I'm currently on no medication. That's impressive. With that level of blood sugar, no medication. What brand of chromium do you recommend the type 2 diabetes cure? Well, it's in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. We've done numerous programs with our good buddy, Not a Doc, Chris Barr, talking about it. It has to be 100% whole food form of chromium because the vast majority of chromium you get in a health food store is the wrong form. And it'll only be of minimal benefit. And some will have detrimental impact because if chromium is bound to picolinic acid, that's a cellular waste product. It's like poop you're adding to chromium. That's not good. Chromium picolinate, chromium polynicotinate, even chromium chloride, which is fairly benign, is not going to have the effects that we need. So 100 micrograms of the 100% whole food chromium, the GTF variety, from Innate Response, preferably. In the health food store, you can sometimes find it as mega food. I don't make any money. I don't get any commission on it, darn it, on that, but you will get the benefit by taking 100 micrograms, three, and in your case with a 263, why not take a fourth dose? Absolutely. So 100 micrograms, four times a day, and keep monitoring your levels. You say you're not on any drugs, so it's not going to change what drugs you take or how much, because if you were, the fact that you would be replenishing the chromium that is lacking in your body would mean you're going to have to differentiate or reduce over time the amount you're relying on medication. So monitoring is important. But in your case, if you're monitoring your fasting blood glucose levels and you'll see them, you know, drop to what's considered the healthy levels, you'll see that over the next few weeks to a month or two when you restore the chromium that is lacking in your system. And Dean, I don't know enough about how this happened. Do you have many children? Did this happen gestationally? Because we talk also about, and yesterday on the air with Dr. Bitar, mentioned the epigenetic discussion of after pregnancies, women seem to be more prone for certain illnesses, including diabetes. And they made no mention of the mineral deficiencies in total or at one specific one when we talk about chromium. But they say epigenetics, which I'm happy that they're acknowledging that. So, Super Don, did you take chromium when you were pregnant?
All three times, yes.
Dude, you're amazing. He's a grandpa, yes. And he's for his own children. How does he do it? This is why Ben is secretly leaving, because he's afraid that might happen to him.
That's right. It is contagious.
Right? Could be in the water on the Robert Scott That's Bell right. Show. Be careful. No. Well, you see, these are my sneaky attempts to have them go, you know what, I can't be away from this for 3 months. Are you kidding? This is awesome. This is not right. Whitney, we're staying. Or we'll go to Florida for a week, then we're coming back and we're not leaving. Oh, my gosh. I'll keep trying, Ben. Bear with me. I'll keep trying. All right. Super D, you got anything to add on the questions of the day for either of the pain that I was feeling from the 11-year-old?
Do. No, I don't really have anything to add there. But let me tell you, coming up in the next segment, you remember last week you covered the story about the daddy-daughter dance that got postponed?
In New York,
because
of
a gender-neutral policy.
Yes.
I don't know. I think there's something in the water in New York City, because we've got New York City in the news again. Next segment, you're never going to believe what they're trying to do now.
All right, so last week it was banning the daddy-daughter dance because it's not gender-neutral?
Correct.
All right. Ponder on this, folks, or if you want a sneak preview, it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Super Don. What, pray tell, has New York City or their school system done? What have they banned now, or what are they attempting to ban now? For what form of social justice could they possibly do?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I think I need extra CBD because our board op Ben says he's taking a sabbatical starting in March. I will send the bill to Ben at GCN, but he'll be gone. Actually, you know what? I can bill him in person if he comes to visit me in Florida with Whitney. That's all right. We'll get you coming and going. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. We got Dr. Linda Isaacs on in hour two. Dr. Linda Isaacs is a great healer, gifted physician, not handicapped by her degree because she worked with Dr. Nick Gonzalez for many, many years. And we're going to tell you about an upcoming event. I believe it's going to be in Kentucky, in Lexington. You'll want to be there for that. And we'll just talk about some general things about, you know, what kind of diet is right for you, because not the same one is right for everybody. That's an important distinction to make, and she gets it. Now, upcoming events are in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. We mentioned a hemp event in March, is it? April? April up there in Loveland, Colorado, north of Denver, north of Longmont, I believe. And then we've got the Total Health Conference in early May in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And we're going to have some more events that we'll be adding to the calendar really soon. So please keep checking back at robertscottbell.com or watch the YouTube feed if you watch it 5 out of 6 days a week, or listen to the show 6 out of 7 days a week that we're on the air. And you'll get the information eventually. Now, talking about schools, I really don't fundamentally believe in government indoctrination centers. I have never sent my kids to government indoctrination centers, otherwise known as public schools. And we sacrificed a lot. You know, people were getting new cars, new this, new that. We didn't. No complaints, because I felt like the biggest investment was, you know, a good quality education from people that, you know, you felt like, yeah, you can work with them. They're not going to corrupt your kids too badly, right? You don't have to undo some damage, right? How would I say this? Homeschool would be ideal. I believe it in it completely if you can do it. My wife said, no, I'll kill the kids if I have to do that. So it's like you have a great temperament. She's smart enough to do it. That wasn't about smarts. It was about, you know, if you're going to kill your kids, don't homeschool them, all right? Let them live. Send them to something. Or otherwise work really hard if they go to a government indoctrination center, a.k.a. public school, to undo the damage that they're being given or done to them in a public school system. And I'm not saying every private school is great either, but the point is engage, right? Find out what they're learning so you can talk to them about it so they're not victimized by some of those things. Now, if you're in New York City, I got out of there when I was 6 years old. And, you know, I'm super glad now as I'm hearing all these stories about the crazy things they're doing, mandatory vaccines, no religious exemptions or quotas on religious exemptions, things like that. And last, was it a few days ago, we were talking about the daddy-daughter dance ban because it's not gender neutral. So, Super Don, please, tell us, what are they banning now? What is it now? How bad is this going to get?
When you grew up, did you have a best friend?
Oh, absolutely. We didn't call them BFFs, but, man, you have best buds, man. Absolutely, yes.
Apparently in New York, they're working now at trying to ban best friends.
Banning best friends?
Yes, in the schools, they're saying that they want you to broaden your friendship circles, and let's ban the phrase best friend because it's not inclusive enough.
Whoa. All right, so they're not banning best friends, but they're banning the phrase best friends. That's great. That's just great. You know what? You can call it something else, but as long as you don't say best friends, because that might harm somebody emotionally that isn't your best friend.
Yeah. Well, look, I just don't even know where to even begin with half this stuff. It's so weird how they're trying to insulate kids from having to deal with anything negative in life, you know, or have to make any effort or anything that society is just supposed to, you know, accommodate every possible need and that having to work at, you know, making friends is just wrong now. But so, yeah, in New York, they're trying to ban the phrase best friend. And believe it or not, there are a lot of people that are getting behind this. And they're saying that this is a good thing, you know, that kids, you know, that, you know, if you go to be on a baseball team, you're not going to be on a team with just one person. You have to be on a team with a whole team, right? They're trying.
Ban reruns of the courtship of Eddie's father. You remember the theme song? People
I do.
Tell you about your best friends, right? You know? Folks, listen, you know, find a way, talk to your kids. There's always going to be cliques and groups that are tight, and your kid may or may not be part of one or more or all or none. But the reality is, if they are well adjusted, in other words, to engage intellectually, have critical thinking skills, they're going to find the people that will appreciate them, and you'll be there for them to love them no matter what. Whether they ban the term best friends or not. My gosh. All right, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.